My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Ty Rants. My name is Ty French, and these are my rants. Happy, happy Wednesday. Good morning, or more like a good afternoon now, because the episode's up a little late. I'm telling you guys, I promise it's not my fault. I sat down to record last night, and I'm telling you guys, there is a music festival happening outside of my window, like a full-on rage music. Literally, listen to the story. I finally got video evidence of it so you guys would believe me. This is what was happening. You're kidding. Literally, full blast, someone in their car outside of my window for 2 hours. And of course, it just happened to be right when I needed to sit down and record. But you know what? When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. I don't know why I said that, because there will be no lemonade today. There is no lemonade this morning because I was like, whatever. I'm going to get up super early and I'll just record tomorrow morning. Whatever. Now it's cloudy. You guys know my energy and my productivity level when it's cloudy is at an all-time low. It's in the basement, not to be picked up till next summer. So, yeah, I woke up feeling like I got hit by a bus. I woke up feeling like Regina George and Mean Girls getting taken out by the MTA, okay? So, is it called the MTA, the train? MTA, the Metro? I don't know. Anyways, I'm not feeling great, bitch. They really threw off my groove. I feel like Kronk. No, I feel like Yzma. You really threw off my groove. That's how I feel right now. I was in a groove. I was ready. I was excited to record last night. And then bam. And then I wake up this morning. Bam. God says, let there be clouds. Why is it that when there is one single cloud in the sky, I turn into a zombie in The Walking Dead? I cannot do anything. I cannot. I just want to be super cozy in my bed and watch a movie and eat Pizza Hut. That's what I want to do when it's cloudy outside. But you know what? I've got my Red Bull, sugar-free, here by my side, giving me wings so that I can just deliver you this amazing, very positive start to your Wednesday. I'm being crazy, but anyways, in all seriousness, hello, my little tyrants. Happy, happy Wednesday. I really am sorry that the episode is up a little late, but, you know, life happens. Anyways, I hope everyone's having a great week. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I hope everyone had a great St. Patrick's Day, celebrating the Irish. Wow. Let me just say this. The Irish should feel very celebrated when it comes to Thai French. Because I was pop-locking, dropping my pussy all over town Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All weekend, I was celebrating the Irish, okay? Friday, I had a friend's birthday, and I went to this, like, Western-themed bar, which is super cute. It's very, like, you know, kitschy, a little cheesy, but it was fun. I'm not, you know, huge in my country era, but, you know, I'm getting there with Beyonce, the help of Beyonce. But obviously, you know, aesthetically, I'm in my country era. But when it comes to, you know, the honky-tonk and the hanky-pank, where the bullfrogs jump to them, bang to bang, bang, B5, that kind of music is not really my vibe. And they were playing that, you know, it was baby lock them doors and turn them lights on low. That's what was happening at this bar. And it was just maybe a little too much for me, but it was fun nonetheless. We got a table for my friend's birthday and it was like $100 a person. And I got my money's worth. If I was going to be paying $100, I'd drink that whole bottle of tequila, gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. I was going to make sure I got my money's worth. And I did. It was fun. Then the next day, I had just a wholesome, cute little pool day with Tessa, Cole, and Coco. And it was really cute. It was fun. I haven't like really spent a lot of time with Coco in a while because I've just been traveling so much. And I will bring up that I've been traveling so much in every single episode for the next 6 weeks, just so you guys are aware. Me traveling so much is like the new Beyonce party, but don't worry, I'm still going to be bringing up the Beyonce party. So just so we're, you know, all caught up. Anyways, she was being so freaking cute. She's so chatty these days, and I'm just obsessed with her. Obviously, always fun to see Tessa and hang out by the pool, get some rays. I thought I got really good face rays on my face because my nose was turning a little red. Nope. Turns out Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it was a zit. It was a large-ass pimple on the very, very tip of my nose. It was not sun, but it looked like a sunburn because it was swelling up. It was huge. It was not cute. Anyways, that's besides the point. And then I, unplannedly, what the fuck word am I trying to say? I didn't have plans to go out, but, you know, the wind picked me up. The wind picked me up and I flew. And I went out on Saturday night after the pool, and I was feral. I was feral rat in the street. And then Sunday came around, and I was like, I can't. I can't go out 3 days in a row. I'm going to stay home. And then ding dong, what did I realize? I got to go celebrate the Irish. I got to go celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I got to go celebrate Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. Oh, my gosh. What was I going to do? Let the Irish down? Oh, how would they feel if Ty French didn't celebrate the spread of Christianity to Ireland? So I got my sweet, fat, little juicy ass up out of bed, and I got ready. I put on big sunglasses so no one could tell I was hungover. I put a cowboy hat on because, trust me, I'm celebrating the Irish, but I'm so American, okay? Do they have cowboys in Ireland? That's a question I would like answered. And I'm going to, you know, expect someone to DM it to me because I'm not going to do the research. You guys already know. This ain't your first rodeo. Speaking of, what? I really am in my country era. I was wearing a cowboy hat. I just brought up rodeo. Wow. Beyonce is just infiltrating. But like I said, I've been in my country era long before Beyonce. Anyways, so yeah, St. Patrick's Day was feral, needless to say. Let's just say the weekend was giving malnutrition. It was giving, you know, a lot of booze, and I'm feeling it. That also maybe is why I feel like I got hit by a bus. Yes, it is Wednesday, so it's been a few days, but listen up, you little rats. Listen up, tyrants. Learn from my mistakes, which I've made many, but hangovers are just different. When you get to my age at 27, everyone always warned me, after 25, it's different and you can't party as much. And so, you know what? I started my partying journey later. I should have started it earlier. I should have went to college. Well, I should have went to college for many other reasons, but we're not going to go there today in today's episode. But yeah, needless to say, the hangovers last 3 days now, and it really has put a damper on my life, and it's really made me, you know, question my last purpose and how often Tequila can come out because she's got to be wrangled in. I know I've been saying this, okay? And I sound like a feral alcoholic rat, but you know what? I'm just a good ass time and I can't say no to a time. What can I say? But really, we have like three more weekends until Coachella. And I really, really am going to be more demure, be more tame, because I cannot feel like this going into the week of Coachella. Like, I will just be dreadful. I'm going to be camping. I won't be excited. It's just not going to work. So I really have got to get my head in the game. I got to get my head in the game. I got to get ready. I got to prepare. It's the Marines, okay? 10-2. No, that's football. You guys, learn from my mistakes. My brain cells, they're dwindling. Anyways, yeah, so I was feral. So that's my St. Patrick's Day. I hope everyone else had a great St. Patrick's Day. I did absolutely nothing to actually celebrate the Irish. I did not wear green. I did not drink beer. I did nothing Christian like, that's for damn sure. I literally didn't do anything. There were bagpipes at one of the gay bars, which was fun. That felt nice. Yeah, all I did was drink tequila and wear a cowboy hat and go to the bars. So I might as well have been in freaking Guadalajara. Who knows? Anyways, you know what else I did this weekend that added to the list of things that are expensive for no goddamn reason? Underwear and socks. So now I'm realizing why parents give their children underwear and socks for Christmas and for their birthdays. I would like my mom to, you know, reimburse me for my birthday for the underwear and socks that I just bought this weekend. Granted, you know, hindsight 2020, I probably should have went to a TJ Maxx, a Ross, a Marshalls. I kind of forgot that those existed in Los Angeles and that they also carry name brands. So, you know, that's on me. That is on me. However, you know, I've been doing my laundry, you know, as one does. And I've noticed lately that every time I do laundry, I'm losing a pair of underwear or a pair of socks. Like, there's holes in them, they're falling apart. And then I realized, I was like, wait, I haven't bought like all new socks and all new underwear in a while. And for the sake of my own pride, I'm not going to tell you how long, but it was time. It was time to just, you know, fully, it's spring cleaning. You know, what we said, girls got me in the mood in their podcast episode for spring cleaning. And I needed to just refresh. And I'm a big boy. I'm a grown boy. Okay. So I got to get, you know, Maybe a bigger size than I've had before, maybe. And so I went to Nordstrom. Mistake number one, go to Nordstrom. But I really just wanted, like, just, you know, basic Calvin Klein's. And I didn't know where else you would get that. In the arms of an angel. $400 later. Yeah, that pause was intentional. I'm going to let you soak with that for a minute. $400 later. $400 hairs later. I went to Nordstrom and I got Calvin Klein underwear. And I got some new, like, undershirts for under, like, dress shirts and such. Just, like, basic Calvin Klein t-shirts. And then I went into Nike and I got new socks. Because my socks have been getting holes in them. They're not even that white anymore. You know, they're just looking Chaka Yang. Why are socks and underwear so damn expensive? I'm not okay. And this is not even inflation. This is downright communism. This is downright blasphemy, okay? I didn't even get that many. I didn't even get that many pairs. I think I got, I got six pair of black underwears, and then I got four of white in case I wear, you know, white pants or, you know, pants that are going to be see-through. It's not okay. And like I said, there were probably cheaper routes. There were probably cheaper routes. But I did want them to be Calvin Klein for, you know, just content sake. If I ever, you know, show the band or anything, I didn't want just like a no-name brand, like dumb, you know, like Nordstrom, their own brand of underwear. And I could have gone to TJ Maxx. I could have gotten, you know, to Maxinista, Hobby Lobby, for Christ's sake. I don't freaking know. Walmart. I don't care. Not my best choice in going to Nordstrom. But, you know, in the neighborhood that I live in, there's not really, like, those types of stores very close to me. So I just, you know, I went to the Santa Monica Promenade and I went to Nordstrom and Nike and I just thought I was going to have a gorgeous day and, you know, be a responsible adult and do some spring cleaning. Nah. No. Nope. Underwear and sock makers, Calvin Klein, Mr. Calvin Klein, your days are numbered. Count your days, okay? Because if I see you on the street, I'm going to get you with a left fist, right fist. Oh my gosh, I'm crazy. Anyways, the Coachella pants that don't fit me because I'm too fat because I keep eating Pizza Hut and going out drinking, that I mentioned to you guys that I bought on sale and they were $200 and yada, yada, yada. Obviously, Coachella's two weeks away. 2-3 weeks away. And, you know, you guys know I signed up for the gym. Now I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I've been maybe 2-3 times. I haven't been, you know, a frequent member. But because I've been traveling so much, what can I say? I've been traveling. So I took it upon myself to, you know, be a big boy, a grown-up boy, and a big boy because they don't fit, and take them to a place to see if they can get altered, to see if they could fit this juicy ass of mine. And I'll let you guys know. I'll keep you guys updated. She didn't seem too thrilled about the task because they are so beaded. There's so many sequins. They're like just a really hard material to alter, and there's not much like give. But she's going to try. And, you know, anything's better than nothing. Just give me a little room in the ass. So I will keep you guys updated because if she can get those to work, that's going to make me feel a lot better. Also, the rest of my Coachella fits, we're on the crunch time, and I'm starting to feel stressed because here's the thing. There is nothing worse on this planet. Well, there's a lot of things worse on this planet. But you guys, let me be dramatic. Let me have my moment, okay? When you are excited about a vacation or, you know, a festival or anything, or just getting ready for your day-to-day life, and you do not feel confident about how you look or your body. No, I'm sorry. There is nothing worse. That is so heinous. I hate it. Like, I felt this way when I was packing for Puerto Vallarta as well. Like, I just didn't have a tan on. I felt so ugly. Like, my hair wasn't done. I just, like, was feeling so out of shape. And everything I tried to pack, I was just like, good. Bye. Like, literally goodbye. And trust me, I know I'm being dramatic. And a lot of you guys like message me whenever I talk disparagingly about myself. And I'm like, you look so cute. What do you mean? Like, stop. No, you're not like even, you're not chubby, whatever. And like, I hear you obviously like whatever. And that's so sweet. First off, thank you. But Ray, the singer, my girly swirly, she said it best in one of her shows recently. I saw it on a TikTok and she was like, when I say I don't like my body, like it isn't for validation or it isn't anything that anyone can tell me like, hey, no, like you're beautiful and this or, you know, body positivity and this or whatever. It's nothing about that. It's just about like, it's just about like not feeling comfortable in your skin and like not being happy with like who you see when you look in the mirror. And that's been happening a little too often lately. And then when I try to get ready for things like Coachella, which I'm so excited about, and typically I love putting my looks together, and that's like literally the half the fun of going to the festival. And I'm just like not, you know, in the best shape I've ever been in. And I'm just not feeling the cutest. It just takes all the fun away because I keep stumbling upon these things that I'd like to wear. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, if I had my abs back, then like I could wear this or I could wear this. And then it just like ruins the whole experience. But anyways, all that to say, I'm on the hunt. I'm on the hunt for outfits and I'm also broke. So, you know, I'm trying to get some giftings here or there. I'm trying to, you know, maybe go vintage shopping, you know, thrifting. I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated with the Coachella saga. But just know the pants are in the alterations. I've got 3 weeks to work out and what you're going to get is what you're going to get at that point. Stay very tuned. We've got some updates in the Kate Middleton case, missing persons case, which I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it all because obviously, you know, respect her privacy and her right to get surgery done without telling people or this or that. But also, like, that's kind of just not how it works. Like, you are, it's not like just you're a public figure. Like, you are a person for the people. Like, I don't think necessarily the president of the United States can get a surgery done without people knowing about it, and nor should he be able to get a surgery done without people knowing about it because it's like, that's just it. There's a lot. I guess I don't know. Like, is it our right to know? Is it the public's right to know when, like, someone like the queen or the president or whatever is going under major surgery? Right? Because don't like procedures need to be put in place? Like, if anything happens, like, surgery is kind of scary. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not a member of the UK, so like, it actually has nothing to do with me. So, like, I really don't have a right to know. So, I do feel bad about, like, you know, all the speculation, but I truly just think like, I don't know. Obviously I hope she's okay. Duh. But you know, sometimes it's just fun when the internet all hops on a thing, you know, and it's giving submersible energy where it's so funny and there's so many memes about it. And then it obviously turns out to be like a very tragic event, but it doesn't take away that moment for the culture. You know, I don't know if I'm saying that right. And that might sound really, really insensitive. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But anyways, Kate Middleton and Prince William allegedly were seen out at some little farm thingy. Now, people are speculating if the video's real or the video's not, if it's a lookalike, if it's that or that. I don't know if it's real. I don't think it's real. Because you're telling me the most sought after woman in the world right now, do you know how much paparazzi got paid for the first photo of Kendall Jenner after, I meant Caitlyn Jenner. For the first photo of Caitlyn Jenner after her transition, we're talking about the same media that literally drove Princess Diana's car into a car crash and killed her just to try and get a photo. Now, the queen, the future queen, hasn't been seen for months. The whole world is talking about her. They're talking about her all over the news and everything. You're telling me this bitch just casually strolls to a farmer's market. No one is even looking at her at all. No one is looking at the future queen of England and the future king of England. No one's looking at her. And all we got is this janky ass iPhone video from someone in a car. And also, they're in the car, but the video starts before they even turn around the corner. So how did the person in the car know that they're going to be there? It all just feels a little too weird. I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about it. Obviously, I don't know. Here's the thing. When people publish a video and they just have so much, you guys know I believe everything that I see on the internet. I'm no better than my grandma on Facebook. I'm sorry. But someone can make a TikTok and break it down and be like, look at their height difference. Look at the hair. Look at the way her cheekbone hits in the sky. Look at the way that she tied her shoelace. Look at the way that she's walking in front of Prince William. Royals aren't allowed to do that. That's a big no-no. They have no security detail. No one's looking at her. Like, and then I'm sold. And then I'm like, who's this fucking bitch? Who is this fake app that I can't even talk? Fake ass imposter. But also, I'm like, is this a lookalike just being thirsty? And the royals might not have even hired them. It's just two lookalikes being thirsty for attention, you know, because they know. And maybe their friend, you know, recorded the video. I don't know. There's so many theories. The one that I'm seeing is that, well, not theory, but I've been seeing today that she has this big public appearance scheduled for Easter. And I just have to say, who do you think you are, Jesus Christ? You go away for a few months and then you resurrect on Easter? I know you're about to be the future queen of England, but however, I'm going to need you to take a few seats back. I'm going to need you to calm down because you're not literally Jesus Christ. You're not Jesus Christo. But also, that's kind of iconic and I would probably do the same thing. I kind of respect it. Making Easter about you, you know, why not? Why not? Have fun with it. I don't know. Do they believe in Christ? Like, do the royals believe in Christ? Yeah, the royals are Catholic, right? And Catholics believe in Christ. I don't know anything about other people's religions. I really gotta... You know what? I would actually love to do, like, a religious studies class. Not like a full major, please. I'm not going back to college. Like, hello. But yeah, doing like a religious studies class, I feel like would be so fascinating. But I feel like it would also make me very frustrated because I feel like so much conflict in our world is based off of religion. And why can't we just have separation of church and state? Like, that's literally the whole reason Ireland split into two is because they believed in two different religions. Like, one was Catholic, one was Protestant or something. I don't know. Can we? Love. Love everyone. Let everyone believe what they want. Do what they want. I don't know. Anyways, back to the Kate Middleton shiz. I don't think she's dead. The whole mistress thing, that feels a little too crazy for me. That feels a little too cuckoo-cachoo. And I've been seeing a lot of, you know, dispelling of the rumors of that. But I do think that I know. I mean, I know their whole like cannot use my brain. What is the word I'm looking for? Their whole like philosophy is like we don't explain, or you know, they don't give in to the press. But it's just a little weird. They have to admit it's weird. The photoshopping of the photo, then going away for a few months for a surgery that was planned but not planned, and then did this, and then it's like we got so much information about King Charles's surgery and procedures, but then none about Kate's, but they were around the same time. We didn't see Kate even go into the hospital or leave. Like, there's just a lot of moving parts. Apparently, like, the hospital that she stayed at is, you know, having, like, a security breach right now because one of the workers was trying to get access to Kate Middleton's files. So it's like people at the hospital didn't even know what's happening. I don't know. It's all weird. I'm going to let the mouse go until I see her, or if anything else new pops up. Obviously, I'll let you guys know. But I don't know. Stay tuned. That's kind of my thoughts on that. I don't know if it's real or not, but I'm having fun with the theories. That's what I'll say. Also, a lot of you guys wanted me to talk about RuPaul going on Call Her Daddy. And I have not seen the full episode yet. I've only seen clips like on social media and stuff. But a lot of you guys wanted me to talk about the fact that RuPaul is saying that like all men cheat. And this is not a new concept of RuPaul's. He's, you know, said this in many interviews before, and I've thought about it for a while. So RuPaul and his husband are in an open marriage, and his philosophy is like, if you love someone so much, if you love this person the most in the entire world, why would you want to restrict them of things that make them happy, or, you know, have control over, you know, their private parts and what they choose to do with it and who they choose to, you know, interact with? And that all men cheat, and that men are not made to be like monogamous or whatever. And I'm probably misquoting it, but that's basically the gist of it. And me and my friends were having a conversation about this on Friday, and I just 100% disagree. I disagree. I feel like that is so, and this is coming from the biggest fan of RuPaul there is. I love RuPaul. I think he has done so many amazing things for culture and for the queer community and for whatever. But I just think it's so frustrating for him to get on such a big platform like Call Her Daddy, and it's probably a whole new audience of people that like maybe don't watch Drag Race or like know anything about his story, and to just spew such a rhetoric that is, first off, it's like saying all men cheat. Like, excuse me, don't loop me in with that. Like, I've never cheated in my life, and why are to just say such a blanket statement for a huge group of people is kind of crazy. That's like saying, you know, all gay people like Lady Gaga, all men cheat, all women want to be moms, all, you know, it's just like, why would you make such a general statement, and one that is so like damaging, like one that just doesn't make us like look good. It's one thing to be like, oh my gosh, the gays love Lady Gaga, and if you're gay and you don't like Lady Gaga, one, you're dumb, and two, it's like, okay, well, you're not gonna be offended by that, you know. But saying all men cheat, I just don't agree with, and I don't resonate with, and I think I'm like, leave me out of the combo. Why am I, what am I doing here? I don't cheat, and I don't want to cheat. And I also, you know, if you want to be in an open marriage and you want to have your partner be fulfilled by other people, and you know, if you don't view sex as a part that keeps your guys' relationship special to you, then that's fine. That's amazing. I've had friends who have been in open relationships and yada, yada, yada. But to say that, like, that is, why would you want to restrict your partner on, you know, things that might make them happy? But that, to me, for my opinion and what I want in life, it's like, but that is what a partnership is, and that's what love is, and that's what a marriage is. Like, it is about sacrifice and, you know, sacrificing for your partner and to prove to your partner that you love them and that you are in this with them. And I don't know. I just can't imagine being in a marriage and having that be my mindset being like, oh, I love you so much So why wouldn't I let you hook up with other people if you want to hook up with other people? But it's like, well, why would you want to hook up with other people if you love me so much? Huh? But once again, I feel like I've said this before and I'll say it again. When I'm in a relationship, like, I can be very sexual, obviously. But when I'm not in a relationship, like, I guess I just don't have that maybe like drive that like a lot of other guys have that is just so like, I got to go to the bar. I got to hook up with someone on the weekend. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, always on the prowl, want to make out with someone on the dance floor. Like, that's just not my vibe. Like, if I don't have a connection with someone and if I don't like that person, like, I don't care to engage. And so for me, that's just how I view intimacy. And so if I had a partner and they were intimate with someone else, I would think that they then have a connection with that person. And if you have a connection with that person, you obviously don't love me so much and you're cheating on me. So see you later. I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is, A, I don't agree with that. And two, I just really don't like when anyone, not even just RuPaul, when anyone groups together a group of people and says just like such a blanket statement, which I'm sure I have done in the past. Of course, I'm sure I've said, you know, straight white men. You know, I say that all the time, actually. But I don't know. I feel like there's a way to say it like in a joking way or in like a way that's just dumb. And him saying that to a group of people that like maybe aren't familiar with like queer people or trans people or, you know, gay men or drag queens or whatever. And then just say that, it's like, okay, well, some people might judge us because we're gay. And now apparently we're all cheaters. So like what can, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But anyways, kind of on that note, I'm so fucking over disclaimers. Like, I'm actually so over disclaimers. I feel like I just did that for the whole story. But this has been something on my mind lately that I wrote down that I wanted to talk about. Because I see so many influencers nowadays trying to not get canceled and trying to just cover their ass and be like, you know, disclaimer. I don't even know what an example is, you know. But It's not my job to, it's not anyone's job to give you a disclaimer about something that they're saying. If they're giving you an opinion about something or if they are, you know, talking about a product they like or this, that, or whatever, it's not anyone's job to be like, oh, disclaimer, yada, 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 yada. If you want to, what am I trying to say? I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I like had this thought like so well thought out. And now it's coming out like dog doo-doo. Basically, I just feel like we need to use our brains. Like, I just hate watching an influencer or like anyone online. I guess it doesn't even have to be an influencer. Just people online, like, trying so, cancel culture is so scary and people are trying so hard not to get canceled that people, I feel like, will just say, oh, like, I'm sure I've said this before, or I'm sure this doesn't apply to everyone or this. Da, da, da. I literally am talking myself into a circle. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but anyways, I'm going to move on from that thought because I can't remember like my fully thought out thought about it. So I'm going to move on. Anyways, Ariana Grande's new album is coming around on me actually a lot. It is so good. It's so catchy. I'm obsessed. And her co-star, Bone Yang from Saturday Night Live, and he's obviously in Wicked as well, he did an interview with some media outlet and he said that the narrative about Ariana is wrong. And she's not even outwardly saying that, but the narrative has been incorrect. People have even retracted things in the stories with no effing apology to the people who are involved. I can tell you for a fact that what people out there seem to be clinging onto is incorrect. And I don't feel like he would say that, you know, obviously your friends are going to come in defense of you, but like, I don't think he would just outwardly say that to a random media outlet, like if he didn't actually know that. And so that does make me, you know, a little sad for her that everyone's just been coming after her so much. And, you know, maybe the home wrecking things aren't true. And maybe the SpongeBob of it all, the timeline we have incorrect, and I don't know, it all is just messy, but I wish that she would then just come out and say, I mean, it's none of our business. It's not, she doesn't have to give us any more information other than the songs. Like, we can read between the lines and, you know, figure it out and whatever. But if I were her, I would just want that cleared up. Not that she owes it to us, but I would want people to obviously not be going around saying that I'm a homewrecker. I would do like a call her daddy situation, you know, about my new album, and then have one of the questions, you know, be about that, and she could spill all the tea. But I also did hear, I don't know if this is true or, you know, how much credibility this has, but apparently that they broke up, which is going to be really awkward because they're going to have a huge press circuit together for Wicked. But they didn't date that long, so maybe it wasn't, you know, bad. Maybe it wasn't, you know, messy. I don't know. This is just my apology to Ariana Grande for talking shit about you. Oopsies. But I do still think that you are way better than SpongeBob SquarePants, and that you should not be dating him, and that you should never marry him, and that you should definitely break up. And I hope that you broke up. Anyways, Kacey Musgraves' new album. Oh my God. It is so good. Kacey is back. Music is back. Country is back. I am obsessed. It's so beautiful. One of my favorite songs. Well, obviously I love like the like Deeper Well, Too Good to Be True, whatever. But one of my favorite ones is Moving Out. It is so stunning. If you guys haven't heard it yet, let me just play a little.
Four walls, so much space. It's way more than just a place.
Woo! You better sing, bitch. Yeah. Start again. Ooh, it's so good. I'm obsessed. It reminds me so much of just like what we love Kacey for. The whole album is just like, it's going to be Sunday morning. I'm opening the windows. I'm cleaning my house. I'm going on a drive up PCH. The windows are down. It's a beautiful day at the beach. I'm eating a sandwich. It's so beautiful. It's so stunning. You can listen to the whole thing without feeling overwhelmed. It has like a very similar energy throughout. So you're not like, you know, super sad, super happy, boppy, whatever. It's just like a very calming, beautiful album. I'm obsessed. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love Kacey. I love the visuals for it. I will say, now that's going to be rude. Should I say then? Her lip injections kind of freak me out. It's kind of giving Mag Wazowski. There, I said it. I don't know if I should take that back. I'm just like, you're so beautiful. And I don't know. Maybe it's not the lip injections. Maybe it's the Botox above her lip. Something about her mouth region is a little unsettling to me. And I can't quite pinpoint it. But I think it's just the lips are just a little too big. Just a little bit. But I watched her performance on Saturday Night Live. And oh my God. So stunning, so gorgeous. She's such a beautiful live voice. It was just 10 out of 10. I love it. Oh my gosh, I feel like we've got so much like new music news today. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album cover got dropped. And baby, lock them doors and turn them lights on low. I'm a country girl. I'm a country girl. Red, white, and blue. I'm a hawk. America. Make America great again. No, I take that back. I take that back. No, it just is such a beautiful album cover. I am obsessed. I'm obsessed with her reclaiming this like country vibe, American flag aesthetic. Because I think, you know, for a while, politics there, you could be Republican or Democrat or whatever, but it wasn't like anyone really talked about it too much. And it wasn't like that volatile. And obviously, with the last like few elections, it's gotten way more volatile. And it felt like the stakes were a lot higher. And I hate it that the American flag turned into a symbol of like the Republican Party. And I'm not even saying this in a negative way, like towards Republicans. I have many Republicans in my life or whatever. Obviously, you guys know I'm a Democrat. I'm like pretty liberal. But I hated that, like, okay, just because I'm a Democrat or just because I, you know, want women to have the right to get an abortion and I want gay rights and I want, you know, people of color to feel accepted and not feel like they're going to get shot up at a police stop, that you can't be proud to be an American, and that you can't like wear the American flag and wear red, white, and blue. Like, it felt like country music for so long, and the American flag and like that aesthetic of being like a proud American got kind of like looped into hate and bigotry, and just like it felt like if you were wearing an American flag, you were doing that to show your support like to that ideology. And I've hated that. Like, that's so not cool. Like, I feel like when the 4th of July comes around, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be wearing red, white, and blue. I'm going to look like a freaking MAGA person. But it doesn't have to be like that. And I'm so obsessed with Beyonce just reclaiming this energy and this aesthetic and putting the American flag on her album cover and, you know, wearing red, white, and blue and being a cowboy and coming out with country music. I'm obsessed. Obviously, the songs are so good. And the album cover, the fact that she's like running with the same theme as Renaissance and it's got the horse in it as well is so iconic. I literally cannot even say, like, no one is doing it like Beyonce right now. I mean, obviously Taylor Swift is doing it, but artists in general just don't create worlds. They don't create stories anymore. They don't like think through the whole process. But Beyonce, time and time again, proves, like, between album rollouts, surprise movies, all of these things, like, that she is truly a one-of-a-kind artist. And she is just so methodical about every drop, about every date that's, you know, released, and the timing and everything. It's just so stunning. And I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. I think it comes out next Friday. Obviously, gonna do, you know, I'll tell you guys all my thoughts on that. But yeah, She said on her post that of the album cover, she mentioned that she started this album 5 years ago, and it was born out of an experience that I had years ago when I did not feel welcomed and it was very clear I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive. It feels so good to see how music can unite so many people around the world, while also amplifying the voices of some of the people who have dedicated so much of their lives educating on our musical history. So she's obviously talking about when she performed at the Country Music Awards with the Chicks. And literally, I saw a tweet the other day that truly stopped me in my tracks. I have no words. So people were just being so racist about Beyonce being there. Keep in mind, for the CMA Awards, this was reportedly delivered the show's highest rated 15 minutes ever. But they literally deleted the performance off of all their social medias and YouTube because of all the racist hatred towards Beyonce being there. Like, it was disgusting. Like, she literally didn't do anything. She literally just went on a stage and sang. Like, it's so crazy. But I saw a tweet the other day that said, wait, maybe I favored it so I can read it quote for quote. Well, I don't even know if I want to say it quote for quote, but basically this person tweeted and said that they sat behind someone at the CMA Awards when she was performing, and he'll never forget because the person in front of him said, yeah, I didn't favorite it. Basically, why is that? I don't even know if I could say it. Is this bad? I mean, I guess it's not a bad word, but basically said, why is this black bitch on the stage? Or like, get that black bitch off the stage. What? That is crazy. This wasn't even, no, this isn't in 1990. Not that that would make it anywhere okay, but like, this was just a few years ago. This was crazy that anyone would say that or that anyone would think that. It is so mind-boggling to me. And Beyonce, I've seen so many breakdowns of country music and, you know, where it started and how it started and all of the techniques and whatever. And all of it really does go back to black people in the South and, you know, using instruments, whatever. I need to maybe do a whole deep dive when the album comes out and, you know, educate you guys more on the history of it. But it's been so fascinating to learn. And I'm so glad that she is bringing this education to the forefront, like she said. And honestly, talk about making lemonade out of lemons. Like, she probably, that was probably one of the hardest moments in her career. Like, the moments where she was a huge star, a huge celebrity, performing sold out arenas and goes to the Country Music Awards and sings a song with the Chicks and all of this racist hatred. Like, What? So one of the biggest artists in the world, like, that is crazy to me. But I love her. I love her so much. I know I talk about her a lot, but I just think she does so much that we'll be talking about for years and years to come. I mean, obviously, she's the first Black woman to make it on the country charts, which is literally mind-blowing. It's 2024. But yeah, I feel like I learned that with the last, like, elections as well. I feel like there's so much about American history and, you know, white and Black history, segregation, that I just had no idea, like, until the last election and, like, the Black Lives Matter movement. And, like, I really tried to, like, educate myself on a lot. And you realize that was not long ago. That was not long ago. Like, the first Black person to attend, I don't even know what it's called, an integrated school, a school with white and Black people, is still alive. That's not okay. That's not okay. Anyways, so yeah, I'm obsessed with the album cover. It's literally the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I can't wait to see what Act 3 is. A lot of people think it's going to be a rock album. I'm so then excited to see how she's going to make the Horus rock vibes. I just love her. I can't wait to hear this album. In sad news, the inventor of karaoke has passed away at the age of 100. And I guess out of respect, I should say his name, but I literally am going to get it so wrong. Please do not judge me. His name is Shigeshi Nageshi. Oh, that actually wasn't that hard. Shigeshi Nageshi. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but died at the age of 100. The inventor of karaoke passed away. And I have to say how grateful I am for karaoke. Like, one, how did you get that idea? Like, it seems so obvious, but also so foreign. But think of all the amazing nights that you've had in your life, either going to a karaoke bar, doing karaoke with your cousins, your siblings, at a family reunion. Like, karaoke has shaped so many amazing memories for me. I feel like The Tyrants is basically a karaoke podcast. Like, I literally just bust out a song all the time. And I just had to give him a little shout out because that was really sad. And I also am shocked that, like, one person is credited to creating karaoke, because that's kind of legendary. I hope he was really rich and successful, because he deserves it, because the whole world loves karaoke. Karaoke is life. We should celebrate and do a little karaoke party. I mean, not celebrate, commemorate. Anyways, you know how we've been talking a lot about airplanes? There's a lot of stuff happening. A lot of stuff happening on the airplanes. Boeing 737 Maxes. You guys, wheels are falling off. Gas tanks are being emptied. Emergency landing left and right. Doors flying off. What is happening? I've never been so scared to travel in my entire life. And I'm actually starting to get a little scared. And you guys know I fall into conspiracy theories quickly, but there was a Boeing whistleblower named John Barnett, and he worked for Boeing for more than 30 years before retiring in 2017, and he was giving evidence in a whistleblower lawsuit against Boeing about their production standards. Oh, but don't you worry. Don't you worry. He was found dead with a quote end quote self-inflicted. Can I talk today? Oh my gosh. A self-inflicted wound. I don't believe that for two shits. I'm pretty sure he was, like, found in his car or something. That man was murdered by Boeing 100%. And their planes are falling apart. And it was also, what is happening? But it's one of those companies where, you know, I mean, now I got to watch my back. Like, it's like when you learn about the meat industry in America and the sugar industry and the pharmaceutical companies and Boeing or whatever. And you learn about how big they are. But then you learn about who is, you know, running, who's paying the lobbyists in Washington, D.C. to get certain people elected or whatever, because then they're going to make sure that they are still allowed to do their things and that they get hushed and nothing ever comes out. It is so scary. But where I'm going to draw the line, I mean, I draw the line at a lot of things, but especially airplanes, really. Like, we're just going to hush, hush and, you know, not do anything about all these airplanes that are just falling out of the sky and, you know, tires falling off, doors falling off, people getting sucked out, emergency landings. No, no. I want to be able to go to Puerto Vallarta and drink two margaritas and see my friends and go to a gay bar without the fear of being the next Malaysia flight gone missing or lost and I'm crashed on an island. Like, that. We got to do something about it. What can we do? Like, what do we do in situations like this? I actually don't know because I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's like I said, it's like the meat industry. Don't even get me started on them cows. I don't know what they're putting in our meat. Why? Why? America. Why do you want us to be sick? Why do you put so much chemicals into our food? Why do you make airplanes not safe? Why do you allow all of these things just because it's corporate greed? Because in other countries, especially when it comes to food, like they're not allowed to have certain food dyes or things that cause cancer, or they're not allowed to have plastic water bottles and this and that. But why do we allow ourselves to do it? I thought we wanted to be the best in the world. I thought we wanted to be the best country in the world. But guess what? If you keep feeding us toxic food and allowing all these chemicals into our water and into our bloodstream and the microplastics and all this shit, and freaking we're dying left and right on airplane crashes, then you're not going to have anyone left to be running this amazing country, okay? And add TikTok onto that. Don't even get me started on the TikTok of it all. They're feeding educational videos to children in China. And here we're getting freaking slime videos 24/7. And we're going to have brains of mush in about 6 years. We're going to have dietary issues because we haven't ever had 1 ounce of normal nutrition. And now our airplanes are falling apart. We can't even go see grandma for Christmas without falling out of the sky and getting sucked out. Wow. I guess that's all I have to say on that. Anyways. I'm stressed. I'm not planning a trip on a Boeing 737 MAX anytime soon. That's for sure. I mean, I guess this is kind of related, but Gypsy Rose Blanchard said that she deleted all of her social media accounts. She said, I mean, I guess not related to the 737 MAX thing, but related to the TikTok of it all. But she said that she deleted all of the videos, or she deleted all of her accounts because her dad kind of gave her advice that she should. And guidance was to show me that real life is something you can touch, something you can feel, people you can actually hug. And with public scrutiny as bad as it is, I just don't want to live my life under a microscope. And I kind of love that. I feel like Gypsy Rose, she got out of prison and everyone was so worried about her because she just got thrown in. She did that documentary. She was doing press. She was in all these TikToks. She was meeting up with influencers, all of this stuff. And I think a lot of people were really worried, and I was one of them. I was one of those people. And it seems as though she does have a really good support system around her, and they also were worried and were like, you know what? Maybe we just delete your socials and step back and integrate you into normal society and get you out of the public eye, because that's what you really need. And that makes me really, really happy for her. And I just love it. And I think a lot of people can take a page out of that book, not saying you have to like delete your social media, but realizing that like social media is not real. And I think she probably has such a crazy perspective on the situation because she didn't have it. Like, she's probably one of the only people in normal society right now that has never had social media in her whole life. And that's just crazy to think about. Like, think about how much the social media landscape has changed over the last 10 years since she's been in prison. And to try and like jump in now is just like, you're too late. Like, your mental health actually, I don't think can adjust. Like, you need to integrate into normal world before you can enter this fake world that is social media. So I like that. I'm happy for her. I hope that she is doing well. quickly, I'll touch on this. The guy who organized the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow, Billy Cole, says that his life has been ruined. He's lost his friends. He's lost the love of his life. He's lost jobs. He says his whole life is ruined. And I just have one thing to say. It ain't that serious. I promise you, brother. It ain't that serious. It is not that serious. I don't know why your girlfriend dumped you. I don't know why your friends are leaving you. Like, okay, I threw a bad event. Like, sorry. You're going to stop being my friend after it? The only thing I could see is if, you know, he was being shady and scammy, then I don't feel bad for you. And guess what? I still don't feel bad for you, because even if you were intentionally being scammy, you got to admit the place was a shit show. Like, that was not a place for children. Terrible organization skills, terrible decorating skills. Don't even get me started on that. And also, I'd be kind of proud. Like, obviously, I don't know if you're getting sued or anything, but to create such a iconic phenomenon in pop culture, it's kind of iconic. And I think they're making a movie out of it, right? Aren't they making a scary movie based off of the thing? Maybe you should, you know, get in on it. See if you could help them plan it. Get into the production, the direction. But to come on E! News and do an interview and be like, my life is ruined. I've lost all my friends. I've lost the love of my life. Yeah, right. It ain't that serious. Like, boo-hoo. Like, also, no one knew who you were until you came forward and did this interview. So now I have a face to the person that created this terrible Wonka experience. But I didn't know who you were before. I just knew it as this elusive, like, Wonka experience. No one knew it was you. So no one would find you on the street. It wasn't like Fyre Festival where, like, everyone knew that guy. So I would have maybe just, I don't know, shut up, not said anything. But anyways. Okay, the last thing that I will say before we quickly let you guys go on your Wednesday is the Women Tell All Bachelor. I watched that last night, and Maria is just such a queen. I'm obsessed with her. I hate those other girls. I don't even know what their names are, but I just truly think that, like, they don't even believe what they were saying. I, like, in terms of apologizing to Maria and saying that they should have gotten along better. But I think that they obviously saw the show, saw how crazy they looked, and they saw the public's reaction to them being the mean girls of the season. And they wanted to get ahead of it. And they just wanted, you know, for it to stop. And I'm not saying that they deserve, like, social media hate or anything like that. Obviously, I think that's totally inappropriate. But, like, people are valid for, you know, thinking that they were mean girls. So, I don't know. I think there weren't, like, a ton of main takeaways from the Women Tell All, because mainly it just had to do with Maria. Like, that's all we care about. And she better be the next Bachelorette. But the main thing was obviously the preview that we got for next week. And Kelsey delivering the "we need to talk" note to Joey. Ma'am, you really fooled us. You made us think that you were going to go home. You were telling him you can't do it anymore. And you sent him a note that said, "we need to talk." And all you needed to say was that you miss him? Ma'am, I would have broken up with you on the spot. What the hell? Who in their right mind of a normal maturity level uses the phrase, "we need to talk," unless it is something serious? If I get a text that says, "we need to talk," and the person says, like, "oh, like, no, we'll do it in person," or whatever, you're under arrest. The FBI is at your house. And I'm going to interrogate you until you tell me what we need to talk about. There's no just like, "oh, like, we need to talk. Like, oh, it's nothing serious. Like, just call me, like, in 2 days. No. So to leave a handwritten note, meanwhile, you know that that is one of Joey's insecurities, especially after having the amazing date that you just had, is so rude and so immature. And obviously it just did not land right. And she felt really bad. That was not what she intended. And she obviously, I mean, spoiler alert, still got a rose. But, which I do agree with. I agree that Kelsey and Daisy have a stronger connection with him. I like Rachel, but, like, I just didn't, I've never seen their connection. I've never seen their spark. I've just never seen them ending up. I'm actually surprised that she made it as far as she did. But I don't know. I was kind of, before this last week, like 2 weeks ago, I was Team Daisy. And then after last week, I was Team Kelsey. And then now, I don't know what team I'm on. And based off of the preview, it's looking like he might be going home alone, sad. And I will literally hunt those girls down if they broke his heart. Like, what? How could you? I don't know. I'm so anxious to see the finale, and obviously I'll keep you guys posted after I watch that. But yeah, I really just did not like the whole note thing of it all. Like, say something else or put a heart, put a smiley face. Maybe production wanted her to do that and make it seem more serious or something. I don't know. But anyways, I feel like I have a million other things I want to talk about today, but I'm going to hurry and get this episode out for you guys because it's already late and I'm literally not even going to edit this episode. So if it seems crazy and it seems chaotic or there's pauses, you're just going to have to deal with it because I'm not even editing it. I'm literally publishing it right now so you guys can have it. But I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a nice Wednesday. Sorry the episode was late, but I'll see you guys on Friday.
Bye.